In this season of tight wallets and open hearts, it might be wise to choose holiday gifts that will stay around for a while. Books, for instance. NPR special correspondent Susan Stamberg has gathered seasonal picks from some trusty independent booksellers around the country.
Family Strife, A Murder and Evolution. Leave it to Rona Brinley at the Bookmark in Atlantic Beach, Florida, to mix up a spicy stew. Let's start with Family Strife, Jonathan Tropper's novel, This Is Where I Leave You.
There's nothing like a good crisis to bring a family together and tear them apart and then hopefully bring them back together again.
There's been a death in the Foxman family, the father. Mrs. Foxman insists that her children come home and stay home for a week of mourning.
This is a Jewish family, so they're sitting shiva, but it could be any dysfunctional family. You've got one son who just found his wife having an affair, another couple that's trying to have a baby, another one who shows up with some strange girlfriend.
Rona Brinley says in this family's time together, the nice ones act nicer, the crazies get even crazier, and in Jonathan Tropper's hands, it's funny, keen, and on occasion, lewd. The Making of Family is one theme of Little B by Chris Cleave. It's Daniel Golden's favorite book this year. Golden runs Boswell Books in Milwaukee and admires the story of a young Nigerian girl who gets stuck in a British immigration detention center. Little B begins this way.
How I would love to be a British pound. A pound is free to travel to safety, and we are free to watch it go. This is the human triumph. This is called globalization. A girl like me gets stopped at immigration, but a pound can leap the turnstiles and dodge the tackles of those big men with their uniform caps and jump straight into a waiting airport taxi. Where to, sir? Western civilization, my good man, and make it snappy.
Daniel Golden says Little B is funny and smart.
But she's not book smart. And she has a wonderful humor about her, despite the fact that she's been through a really terrible thing in her past.
The book is about rebuilding family under duress. One of Daniel Golden's Milwaukee customers described Little B this way.
The story is about sacrifice and how much you would give up to do the right thing.
Back in Atlantic Beach, Florida, Rona Brinley's next book pick is a murder mystery in which no one is much concerned with doing the right thing. Rona says Harry Dolan's first novel, Bad Things Happen, is less about who done it than who is really who.
People have so many secrets. They're not who they say they are. They've changed their names. You're not sure who the dead body is.
Bad Things Happen starts with a bang.
The shovel has to meet certain requirements: a pointed blade, a short handle to make it maneuverable in a confined space. He finds what he needs in the gardening section of a vast department store. He stows the shovel in his cart and moves unhurriedly through the wide aisles, gathering a few more items: D-cell batteries, a bag of potting soil, a can of weed killer, leather work gloves, 2 pairs. In the grocery section, he picks up 4 deli sandwiches wrapped in plastic and a case of bottled water.
Ooh, so he's either having a garden party because of all the sandwiches, or he's burying a body and covering it up with plants and bologna, or...
Well, I think that you probably have a good guess.
Rona Brinley's final holiday gift pick is a poetry collection put together by Children's Poet Laureate Marianne Hoberman and Linda Winston. The book is called The Tree That Time Built. Rona says this anthology of more than 100 poems is built around the theme of evolution.
How many species are there? Why are there so many different kinds? How long have they been here? All the basic questions that Darwin would raise.
There's a vast range of poets: Walt Whitman, Robert Frost, Langston Hughes, and Ogden Nash, his poem about termites.
Some primal termite knocked on wood and tasted it and found it good. And that is why your cousin May fell through the parlor floor today.
The Tree That Time Built comes with a CD on which sound effects have been added, so you can hear the termites tapping away as that poem is read. Looking is the recommendation of Lucia Silva, who buys books for Portrait of a Bookstore in Studio City, California. She wants us to look at a book of iconic photographs edited by Steve Christ. It's called The Contact Sheet.
The contact sheet was made when you laid all of the negatives from a roll onto a sheet of photo paper and made a print. So you have all these rows of successive shots. So you can see the progression of, you know, the 24 or 36 or 12 shots on a roll.
The book offers contact sheets from various photo shoots: Robert Doisneau's lovers kissing in Paris, Dorothea Lange's Depression-era migrant mother. In each case, Lucia says, you see the outtakes as well as the final choice.
You see what makes a photograph the one. You see all of these ones that aren't the one, and then you see the one that stands out.
The book includes quotes from each photographer, the history of the picture, and how final choices were made. Final choices and arriving at them figure in another Lucia Silva gift book pick, the Paris Review Interviews, a boxed set of some 50 years' worth of conversations with some of our greatest writers about how they work, what, and why they write.
It's like a writing course in a box. It's this window into the writer's mind about all things personal and political, as well as about other artists and techniques.
The Paris Review Interviews are full of insights. For instance, Joan Didion's writing process.
Every day she retypes what she has so far in her manuscript. So if she has 50 pages, she retypes those 50 pages and then keeps going to get under the rhythm. And I just thought that was a fantastic technique.
It's fantastic. And it sure puts off writing for a little bit.
Right. Or at least you have somewhere to start.
And maybe this collection of suggestions from our independent booksellers gives you a place to start for your book-giving list this holiday season. Thanks to Rona Brinley at the Bookmark in Atlantic Beach, Florida, Daniel Golden at Boswell Books in Milwaukee, and Lucia Silva of Portrait of a Bookstore in Studio City, California. In Washington, I'm Susan Stamberg, NPR News.
A list of these and more choices from the booksellers is at our website, npr.org. This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montagne.